And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Ran a little long there with Stephanie Smith, but the conversation was too good just to shut it off. So we're going to have a short segment here and then come back and continue this discussion on lame duck session. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I am not kidding. When I was saying this to Stephanie, and I'll elaborate here a little bit. When I was down in the state Senate, one of the things we used to always say was bad things happen when love breaks out in the Senate. And what I mean by that was when everybody gets happy, hey, you know what? Let's finish up what we can do, and we can go to the House. What do you got? I got what do you got over there? What's that bill? And next thing you know, they're doing a thing called using the previous roll, which is, you know, not – it makes sense on some things. But if you're not careful, you can have somebody get up there, move for passage of their bill, move for using of the previous roll without objection, and then move for final passage. And what that basically means is if a bill before that everybody agreed to, or at least a majority agreed to, went with the yeas in, you know, outweighing the nays, that's the last roll on record. If you get up there and move for use of the previous roll without objection, well, if you're not paying attention on the floor, if you're down the hall meeting with a constituent, if you're on a phone call, those things happen, that's just real life, then if you're not paying attention, a bill can come up and come to a vote and get voted into law, or at least passing the Senate, with the use of the previous roll before you even realize it happened, and it's all because love broke out in the Senate. Well, you want a cordiality, you want a professionalism, but you also got to be wary and recognize that not everybody's interest aligns with your own. And so we say that when love breaks out, bad things happen. The other thing that happens is when people get in a hurry. I will never forget, we had somebody who was mad about something, and so they blocked all local legislation until like the last 24 hours of the state Senate, of the Senate quadrennial, or the, I'm trying to say, special. Phil, use your words, in the last moments of the session. Well, that's all the local bills that people have tried to do for their, you know, their hometown mayors and town councils and local constituents, and so there's this like feeding frenzy. And they're literally bringing the bills up. They literally will give. I saw it happen. One person goes to the podium with all the local bills, and with permission begins to just call the bills up, bring them to vote using the previous roll. Next bill, call the bill up, and next thing you know, without anybody realizing it, you may have just voted on a tax increase in another county, even though you're opposed to tax increases. Or for that matter, maybe your bill is further down the line and it's taking longer and you're sweating it because you're willing to let the other bills go so you can get to yours. You got to be careful of that. That hurry up is when bad things happen. I literally one time went to the podium, irritated at the manner in which it was being handled, irritated with the speed at which we were flying through, recognizing some bills that were bad were coming. And I went to the podium and I said, "This session ends now." And everybody just stood there and realized what I was doing. And I started the filibuster. And listen, sometimes you got to break it back down to what my friend Stephanie just said was that more deliberative process. Slow it down. All right, let's finish up talking about the lame ducks when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Ruffians out there, you are.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live on the Right Side studio. Man, the local, the state, the national, we cover down on all the issues. And yes, we are, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hour number three. How is this possible, Boomer?
Wow, I know. It's So many talking points, and yet we're almost done.
I know.
One more hour.
But I'm still only in dipper number two, so there's that.
There is that.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, a couple pieces of breaking news. Number one, I mentioned at the beginning of the show there was breaking news about the level of protests going on in the streets of China. Some saying right now it's on the verge of being as big as the days of Tiananmen Square. A statement was just issued by the U.S. Embassy to Americans residing in China or there on business that they need to keep 14 days of groceries and medicines on hand because right now that they're saying it could get really ugly on the streets of China. So going to be watching that. Here's the other one. I take it with a bit of a grain of salt, but less so now. Reports out on social media I'm looking at, but they're quoting actual stories, that Hugh Freeze is about to be the next head coach at Auburn University. As an Auburn fan, I have mixed feelings about this. Of course, he had controversy that plagued him when he left Ole Miss, and it's not like it went away. He's been at Liberty University, so it's not like he went to another D1 school to coach big time. He went down, and now he's coming back up. We'll see. One report says they hear he's already out recruiting. But anyway, we'll see. But apparently we're hiring Hugh Freeze at Auburn. That's what it appears. In fact, John from Huntsville just texted me, said, "Phil, just heard that Hugh Freeze is the new head coach of Auburn." Yep, John, I'm seeing the same thing. We will find out whether it's true. I guess when they do the press conference, we'll know for a fact. But yeah, there's that. Hey, and Tom from Huntsville, I appreciate the compliments on Twitter there. Thank you very much, sir. Lame duck session. Aight. Lame duck session. Aight. Bad things can happen in a lame duck session. Sometimes a lame duck session is literally like a nothing burger. It's the kind of thing you have to do because you're supposed to be there, but you can't get anything done, so you ride it out and go home. Not in this case. This case, it's a lame duck session because Democrats realize they won't be in charge come February when the new Congress is seated. But right now they are. And so the wish list, the liberal wish list, while they still have the House and the Senate and the presidency where Biden will sign whatever they put in front of him, they're looking right now at what all they can get done. How much can we cram in? So here's a story from The Guardian that literally just says, right now we're looking at Democrats will, of course, retain their majority in the Senate, or at least have a majority due to the vice president. We don't know what's going to happen yet in Georgia's election. By the way, if you're hearing us in Georgia right now, go vote. Go vote, go vote, go vote. Vote Herschel Walker. Go vote. All right. With that being said, the legislative session that's right in front of us in Congress is literally looking at deadlines to try and get all that wish list done. The Guardian pointing out a number of things that are being negotiated among the parties. Schumer says that there will be a vote on the Protection of or Respect for Marriage Act, they call it, which is really supporting gay rights in marriage and opening up the lawsuit potential against Christian and Muslim organizations that have a faith-based objection to supporting gay marriage. We're also looking, by the way, at a revision to the means by which Electoral College votes can be certified. Huh. Call that the anti-Trump bill or the support Mike Pence bill, whatever you want to call it. But all they're doing there is saying, yeah, we don't ever want a future president to be able to say, hey, Vice President, don't certify the vote. Oh, so you mean there was a law on the books? You mean they could have done it, but they didn't? So now they're going to change the law to make sure it can't happen in the future? Interesting. Well, the to-do list is pretty long of the things they're talking about doing. And I won't go into this other article I've got here from CNN. I'll skip right down to some of the things in specific. Here's an article from The Hill. The Hill saying as of 4 days ago, Biden says he will try to move on gun control during the lame duck session. Good luck with that one. I mean, there's at least a few people out there that understand that violating the Second Amendment in a lame duck session because you can is never good form. Not only that, they don't support it. I mean, I think you're going to have the Joe Manchins of the Democrat Party. They're going to say, that's not a hill I'm willing to die on. I don't agree. We'll see. But right now, Biden just recently said it was ridiculous that red flag laws are not being enforced. What? Okay. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. It's ridiculous that red flag laws aren't being enforced. Well, sir, not every state has a red flag law. Not every state believes they can curtail the Second Amendment with a red flag law. But then he went on to say this. Number two, he says, the idea that we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it except for profit for the gun manufacturers. Said he's going to try and get rid of assault weapons during the lame duck session. By the way, I had a great weekend. My son-in-law and I went down to the CMP park in Talladega and shot our semi-automatic sidearms and my AR. That was good times. But does he even know what a semi-automatic weapon? By the way, no one questioned him. Does he even know what a semi-automatic weapon is? He doesn't. Boomer shaking his head. No, you're a gun guy.
Yeah,
no.
He does not know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
I mean, if I put a, you know, I don't know, pick one. A Colt, because Colt made the Peacemaker, right? And was it Colt? I think it had the Peacemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's put a revolver in front of it. Let's get a 38 special. How about that?
Okay.
38 special revolver. What do you know? It's not a semi-automatic. It has more than one bullet, sir.
That's what he'd say.
We need to have a breech load pistol. That's all you can have. Do they make breech load pistols? We need to have a bolt action pistol. That's all you can have.
That's all. That's it, guys.
Bolt action.
Nothing else.
Would he even know that doesn't make sense? if somebody looked at him right now and said, Mr. President, we have legislation to limit all firearms to bolt action pistols, would he go, I like that. That's good. Probably.
Maybe.
Anyway. So, yeah, he says he's trying to do that. Ain't going to happen. But he was a senator back when they passed that temporary assault weapon ban in 94, and now he's back again trying to get it. Here's the other one. Fiscal policy is on the slate. Democrats, according to the Post-Millennial, dated November 26th, in the lame duck session will attempt to raise the debt ceiling in order to send more money to Ukraine. So while Republicans took back the U.S. House of Representatives, it says, in the recent midterms, Democrats are scrambling to pass big spending progressive bills during the lame duck session. On November 13th, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said she wants to see Congress approve a debt ceiling increase. Well, y'all, it's at $31.4 trillion right now. What they're saying is they just want more debt. They don't care. We just want to spend. How about at some point you look at it and go, I think we've done enough. What can we cut? Wouldn't that be an amazing thing? And meanwhile, I'm torn. I am for stopping Putin in his tracks on Ukraine. I am greatly concerned at the blank check that we're writing to Ukraine and the lack of accountability for what we're seeing on it. But they're looking at wanting to raise the debt ceiling again because they want to send something in the neighborhood of $15 more billion in aid to Ukraine. Next one. What else? Pray tell, Phil. What else can they cram into a lame duck session? I got news. They can cram in a bunch of stuff. How about this one? Amnesty. Oh, why not? You know, heck of a thing. What could you do to stop the border crisis? I don't know. Let's make them all citizens. That'll make them stop. No, it'll make more of them come over here. That's what'll happen. Democrats and immigration activists are looking to get some form of amnesty for illegal immigrants through Congress in the lame duck session, according to Fox News, dated November 19th. Senators and activists held a press conference. They did. They actually held a press conference. This one got all the way to its own press conference with Schumer saying, let's do this. By the way, Schumer's... you can't make this stuff up. I could have put this one in my Woke World segment. Schumer gets up there at the press conference about the DREAM Act, which is basically a quote-unquote path to citizenship, otherwise known as amnesty. And he says, this is what he says. His quote is, we have a population that's not reproducing on its own with the same level it used to. The only way to have a great future in America is to embrace immigrants, the dreamers, all of them. So what he's saying is, our people aren't reproducing enough, so let's bring in some from the outside. Meanwhile, let's neuter children and call it gender-affirming care. And oh, by the way, let's have abortion on demand so we can kill babies before they're born. Do you hear yourself, Senator Schumer? Does anybody else see that? I'm sitting here thinking, this is one of those things where you stand here and you're wondering if you're the only one that saw the UFO fly by. Anybody see that? Did you see that? What was that? I know. You got the guy who's the majority leader in the Senate standing up there, his literal excuse for needing to go ahead and provide amnesty to illegal aliens is because he says we're not reproducing enough as a nation. We're not having enough babies, he says. At the same time, he will fight for pro-abortion laws, and he will fight to allow the neutering of children. But we're not reproducing enough, so let's give amnesty to 11 million illegal aliens who broke the law just to get here. You can't make this stuff up. All right. Last couple things I got here that we need to watch out for. The lame duck session provides more opportunities for them to confirm Biden's appointees to the federal district courts. In case you're not aware, the federal district courts are truly, you think about the Supreme Court, really, when people think of power, but the federal district courts are actually the most powerful courts in the land. Everything above them is just to confirm or deny what the federal district courts have done. It's the federal district court that is the only court in the land that can tell a president what to do. And the federal district courts were helped greatly in the conservative realm by President Trump. And truthfully, I'll give him props for this, McConnell, getting a bunch of conservative judges to the bench. And once they get there, they're there for what's called life or good cause. Well, the same is true right now. They're going to try and ram some more through of Biden's appointees. We got to try and hold the line on that. And then the last thing we got is there is a bill right now to fund so-called election integrity and to change the manner in which we consider electoral vote counting. Can we have the vice president certifying the votes or not? Or will he just be a figurehead? And then do we trust the Democrats to be the ones who fund new so-called voter integrity actions at the state level? I question that. That's a lame duck session, folks. That's all in front of you. Every bit of that is going to be potentially up for debate and vote in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Wow. Stand by. It's going to be a ride. We'll see how much they get done. If you're a praying person, pray now. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, brother. I ran long. We'll come right back. I think it's time to do some Woke World, man. What do you think?
That sounds great.
Usually one of our more enjoyable laughing segments. Although sometimes it just flat out makes us mad, too. Who knows? All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.